we're doing Avat Chesed, we're up to page Ches, and the Chafetz Chaim has been illustrating to us the Chesed in each Parsha, and we're up to Parshas Vayetze. V'gam beParshat Vayetze, and in Parshas Vayetze as well, the Torah tells us, Vayeda Yaakov Nedra Limor, Yaakov took a vow as he was leaving Israel to go to his uncle Lavan. It says, what was his vow? He said, God, V'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. He has a lot of stipulations, and he says, ultimately, whatever you give me, I'll give a tith, I'll give a tenth. And it would seem logical to say that what did he use that tenth of his wealth for? To do right, kindness, to do tzedakah and chesed. And when we move on to Vayishlach, we find in Chamishi, Minyan Kvurat Dvorah Mineket Rivka, we see how they took time to bury Dvorah, who was the wet nurse of Yaakov's mother, Rebekah. And later, the next verse tells us, Vayra Elokim el Yaakov od bevom padan aram vayivarech oto. So, Yaakov lost his mother, and God came and blessed him. Haynu birkat avilim kefirush Rashi sham. What did God bless him? God gave him a blessing that you gave a person in mourning. God helped him contend with the hardships of life. Uvachamishi, and that's one of the acts of kindness. And in Chamishi, it says, Minyan kvurat Rachel umatzeval kvurata. We learn how Yaakov buried his wife Rachel, which is another act of kindness, and he erected the matseva, the stone or whatever, the monument over her burial place. Ufasuk chaftet min kvurat Yitzchak, and then we learn about how Yaakov and Esav buried Yitzchak. So those are all acts of kindness. Uve Vayeshev, and then we see the acts of kindness in Parshas Vayeshev and Shlishi. What happens? The brothers sell Yosef. And then they come home and they bring in the brother, Yosef's torn clothing dipped in blood. And Yaakov says, oh, my son has been murdered. Some wild animal devoured him. And he sat and started weeping. And he wept. And he wept. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayekumu chol banav v'chol benotav l'nachamo. All his sons and daughters all came and tried to appease him. So that's kindness. You see a person suffering, you take time to try and help him get over it. V'gam minyan Reuven v'Yehuda. And we see how Reuven and Yehuda, all the brothers are trying to murder Yosef. They each stand up and try to do kindness with Yosef. Sheitchazku la'atzil Yosef namita. They each showed their strength in trying to save Yosef from being killed. But ze amar chakach Yaakov liYehuda, and that's why later on Yaakov tells Yehuda, Yoducha achecha, your brothers should thank you. You saved them from murdering him. V'chen amaseh de Tamar, and we see also Tamar in the story where Tamar, they think that she had an illicit relationship. Suddenly she's pregnant. They want to execute her, and she can say, no, Yehuda's the father. I didn't do anything wrong. But she doesn't want to shame him, so she. She was willing to get burnt alive and not to reveal what really happened, so as not to shame Yehuda. That's another act of kindness. A person is willing to suffer the epitome of suffering so as not to shame someone else. Here we see all kinds of favors that one man does to his fellow man. And later on at the end of the parasha we see Pasuk Yudalit, when Yosef interprets the dream to the two servants and he says, you know, you, the wine servant, the butler of Paro, remember me when things get good for you. Do kindness with me. And this is all aspects of doing acts of kindness. And this is a very important point. The Chafetz Chaim here is saying in one sentence something which is really a concept on its own. You want to know what's kindness? If you could stick in a good word for someone, your friend is applying for a job, and you could tell your boss, he's a good man. You can say something good about someone and help him, ul'shabeach lifnei mi asher ha'yechol biyado le'itiv lo, to praise him before someone who can do good for him. Sometimes it's tedious. When I was in America as a rav, almost every week someone would come over to me and tell me, I'm applying for a job at Machon Meir. Could you please speak good about me? So you have to wait. At some point, they're not going to listen to you. Like if you're going to say, yeah, he's a good man. At some point, you got to figure out how you're going to best help people. But a person always has to realize that this is one of the greatest ways of helping someone. To be able to put in a good word for someone so that he could move forward. And the Chafetz Chaim promises he'll explain later on in the chapters that will follow.